T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Ladies and gentlemen, Cavs play tonight. But welcome to the NFL Draft, baby!
Tis the draft season, Kenny. All the mock drafts.
Ah, yes!
They come to a head today.
Yes!
It's the intersection of
the intrigue,
fantastical sports, and analysis meet hardcore
sports.
Excitement with sports
with
and new
sports
players.
With sports and picking and hope springing eternal.
Everlasting hope, Ken Carter.
It's unbelievable. So many picks. So much time because it's a three-day event.
And so it begins.
Yeah, great. And tomorrow, I mean, we got
to
pick.
Used to have a draft pick.
One more year. Last year.
They're not trading next year's pick. Come on. They're not doing it.
No, they're not going to do that.
Like, do you understand now? Like, we've gotten into the big debates about, well, they're all in. So if you're all in, you're always going to trade. Do you understand now why just as a city – is this 3 years we haven't had a first-round draft pick?
Yep. Correct. Three in a row.
Wow.
In like
three
four
in a row.
Of the last.
But now
they didn't have 2019 either.
When did they make the swap for Deshaun Watson? Was that January?
No, it was in like
March of 21.
March.
Okay, so you didn't know for 3 months you weren't going to have a pick. Okay. So
yeah. It
was at that point, but we didn't care because we were getting Deshaun Watson, and we didn't even know if he was going to get suspended necessarily. Like, we didn't officially know that.
And then he only got suspended 6 games when we all had a party.
And we had a pep rally.
And then he got suspended 11. We went, boo.
And then we had all sorts of appeals.
Yay!
And then they brought in Sue Ann Robinson. Boo.
Boo. I think it was Sue Ella Robinson.
And then who was the other one? They brought in another one at the end, didn't they?
Yay!
Lance Ito.
Boo.
Rest in peace.
He's dead?
Oh, yeah.
No.
I believe he's alive.
No, hold on.
Got it.
I haven't got to do this in a while. Lance Ito is alive.
There we go.
Yay. 73 big ones.
You know who I was thinking of?
Who?
Bill Pito from ESPN.
Bill Pito's dead?
Yeah.
A lot of people rhyme him in songs.
Bill Pito is alive.
Whoa.
Yeah.
You know what I was thinking about?
Who are you thinking about?
I was thinking about Larry Beal.
How do I even spell? Oh, Larry Beal. Oh, he's definitely alive. Larry Beal is... He's alive!
Yeah. Come on.
There we go.
You know what?
Who?
John Anderson. That's who I was thinking
John
about.
Anderson is alive. Definitely I don't need
alive.
To even do it for that.
He's doing his send-off
show. It was Scott Van Pelt.
Yeah.
You know what?
Scott Van Pelt's
Stephen
alive.
Stephen A. Smith. That's
Stephen
the one.
Stephen A. Smith's alive.
Anyway, it's draft
Doggone
day.
Doggone it. It's draft day.
Let's
draft
go.
Day. Draft
Let's
day,
go.
Baby.
Let's
it's draft day.
What'd
Here
you
we
do
go. Pick
54.
Come on, wake up, Andrew. Let's make some picks, baby.
Did you guys do anything fun last night to prep for draft day?
Well, there's only one thing to do, really.
According to our sheet here.
Show the sheet. Show the camera the sheet.
Here's the sheet, everybody. Well, you'll see that, I'm sure, on a highlight. Keith won't show it. Under Browns NFL, Mitch likes to bring up the sheet. I think you might write this stuff just to see whether or not we're paying attention. At the bottom, it says, did you watch draft day last night? Which was not texted to us, and I didn't know if he just decided to throw that in there by himself. Is this some sort of tradition you have?
Yeah, the night before every NFL draft since about, I believe, the year after it came out, I have
watched.
Well, I
hope so. You can't do it beforehand now, can you?
I have watched the movie Draft Day.
1782.
Just dreamed about it before then.
What a tradition. A time-honored.
You've watched Draft Day ever since that movie came out the night before the draft.
That is correct.
You watched it last night?
I did.
You got to be kidding me.
Now, I watched it like while I was working on stuff for today, but I did have it on in the background.
I've seen that movie once and exactly once, and that is all I'm ever going to see of it. Once they showed the old lady, once the old lady was holding the football out on the practice field, I said, I'm out. I'm done.
The only part I've seen of it was last year when they did the breakdown of how long it actually took him to drive to all the spots at the beginning of the movie.
I love the drone video.
You know what?
That made the movie.
I actually like the breakdown that happened on the internet as well, more than the movie. But honestly, once you sit there going, I miss Peepaw, I'm holding this football. I'm going, no, we're done. We're done.
Did Bye-bye. You even know, Kenny?
The weather's going over her head, and she's just standing out there like having a seance for her dead husband out there in the practice field. I went, nope, bye-bye. No way.
Did you know about some of the hot spots on the west side of Cleveland that would
featured? If like I own the Browns, I'll bring that up in a second. If I own the Browns, what was that movie you told me to watch with that guy who made the terrible movie? Tommy, what's his name? You remember?
Yes.
The Room.
Tommy Wiseau, yeah.
Yeah. If I owned the Browns and I heard that scene was going down, I went, nope, I'm taking this over and I'm just going to make the movie myself. And that's what I would do. I would just star in it and that would be the end of it. Get whoever owns the Browns in the movie, get out of there. Kenny's showing up. We're rewriting the whole thing.
Now, do you get as excited about this, Mitch, when it's the Rule 5 draft? Do you pop in a movie? Is there a baseball movie that would
Summer Catch. Let's watch it.
Gosh, I don't even know if they're Prince? I don't
Major
know if
League 3, course. Back to the minors.
Yeah,
that's got to be the one. Yep, Major League 3.
So what kind of tradition do you...
The fish that saved Pittsburgh right before the NBA draft.
Do you make the same... Is it the same spread every year? Do you have your buddies over? Do you do a Zoom? Wear your masks? What do you do?
I've done different versions of it. Big We've watched pardon? It over Zoom. We've watched it in groups. I've watched it by myself. I mean, last night was with... It was just me in my apartment, but yeah, I'll do it. Any tradition as long as I have the Blu-ray copy, which I have in my 700
now,
Blu-rays.
Are you dialed in, or do you have a podcast going? Do you have draft coverage from 92.3 The Fan? Ken Carmen doing the show?
Yep.
Nathan Zagura?
Taking you through, baby.
I mean, I always have 92.3 playing on my little radio in my apartment.
No, you don't, but, you liar.
No, that's true. I actually have a little radio in my apartment that I usually have it on during the day.
All right. Well,
guy has a radio in his apartment.
All right. What stood out to you yesterday with our day full of programming on your little radio? What stood out?
What stood out?
I don't want to know that. I want to know about the movie.
I want a takeaway. I want a takeaway.
I want to know about this excellent movie. Sexy Costner walking around having sex in a closet. Isn't that what they did in draft day?
They talk in a closet multiple times. They don't do that stuff in
there. I thought they had sex in the closet in one of them.
They have it before the movie because the whole crux of it is that she's pregnant.
She's pregnant
Spoilers.
In the movie?
Yeah.
She's getting ready to watch.
Well, yeah, why are you spoiling the movie for everybody,
That's not a big
bitch?
Spoiler in the movie.
How do you compare closet sex, Kenny, with standing up sex, which was featured in the most recent True Detective with Jodie Foster?
You really want to break me break this down here?
Break to power rank your positions
what
right
I
now.
Was, when I was, I don't know if this is the proper place to do that.
We can't.
Even I kind of slowing down on the. I'll tell you this.
Quicksand, number one.
When I was younger and in better shape, when I was lifting, standing up was a lot of fun. It was a good time. It's a good time, everybody, okay? All right? I said it. There you go.
I mean, you would think the physics would get in the way of some of that. But if you're committed to the cause.
Nah, the physics are fine. If you're strong like Bull, then everything is fine. So, Mitch, what did you think of the movie? Did it get better with age?
I mean, look, it's not a perfect movie by any stretch.
Oh, really? There's some We got mistakes there.
We got Gene Siskel over here giving us the lowdown. Who is dead, by the way? Go ahead.
The biggest thing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I had that you kind of mentioned it with the lady on the football field. My thing is that it took the Browns owner about 6 draft picks to fly back from New York to Cleveland on his private jet. And what is the draft maximum minutes? 10 minutes each?
Well, it used to be 15.
Yeah.
So we're looking at maybe like an hour in time. I mean,
Best acting in that movie was Pumpkinhead. No, and his head, and you see his head, and it almost like you can see how he's acting out the frowning. No, I can't believe, how did we do this? How did we make this decision? Pumpkinhead was the best actor out of the whole thing.
Am I a bad Cleveland fan to admit that I've seen this movie exactly one time and don't remember any of it?
I've seen it one time, so, and I don't need to remember
except
anymore.
Except the drone video footage.
Did you guys see it in the theater?
No.
No.
Oh, I did. I saw it with my mom. Yeah.
Well, so that's
You were the two people in that theater?
Yeah, when he gets to the pancake line at the end, my mom like audibly gasped in the theater that he said it.
What about the I don't need to hear about pancakes.
He's like, talk to me, you pancake eating mother.
Okay, yeah. Easy.
You know, every movie I've ever enjoyed.
Tuscarawas County, a little filthy mouth.
I think I've found myself over the last however many years of this show that anytime there's been a good movie, I've said something silly like, oh, I want the prequel. Because I told you it doesn't ruin the actual movie for me to have a whole nother ecosystem of movies. Just keep giving me prequels. This one I never said that about. Never really asked for a prequel to this one.
We've seen the prequel many times. I can't believe you watch this movie before the draft every year.
Yeah, man.
I can't believe this is your tradition.
Sure.
Do you catch something small every time? Every time you watch it?
I'll catch a little.
Like with The Godfather. With The Godfather or Godfather 2. I've seen it a million times. There's a little nuance. It's just a little thing, a little way the sound hits with the score or something that one of the other major motion picture actors does something a little off frame that you're like, oh, okay, I get it.
It's actually Apollonia holding the football years later out in the field.
I mean, it's like that, but it's kind of the opposite where I'm noticing a little bit of a worse thing each and every time. Like there's one scene where they're in the locker room. They're in a locker room, and Kevin Costner is talking to one of the strength coaches. And he's saying something like, he's talking about how Brian Drew's getting like stronger with the weights. He's like, oh, I was talking to our star wide receiver, John Edwards, the other day. I'm like, what coach describes a player like that exactly? Our star wide receiver, so-and-so. That made no sense to me.
It also doesn't even age well in a football sense because you're not taking a linebacker that high in the first round anymore. A classic linebacker.
The game's evolved, Kenny.
You're taking a big body classic linebacker.
Well, it's time for the remake.
Yeah. Well, actually, I do think, I mean, I will say this. This is what aged well. The call where the Jacksonville Jaguars general manager freaks out, I think that would actually age well. I saw the owner of the Jaguars getting DDT'd last night or getting a tombstone pile driver put on him last night on national television.
I saw him take a punch to the gut.
I tell you what, Andrew, if Andrew's listening, they should play this in the second one. Andrew, if you're listening, call the Jaguars tonight. See if they'll trade you. Do they have a first-round pick? See if they'll trade it. The guy took a tombstone pile driver last night on national television. I woke up. That's the first thing I saw was Tony Khan taking a tombstone pile driver. Okay? So give him a call and see if he'll trade you picks.
They have the 17th overall pick.
Okay, see if he'll trade you the 17th overall pick. See if we can turn Devin Bush into the 17th overall pick. See if you can get him to freak out.
But see now these guys are becoming bigger characters. Believe it or not, GMs like Brad Holmes of the Lions. Have you seen these videos of him celebrating?
Yeah.
Never. GMs were always very reserved. They never told the media anything at all. I mean, you had the occasional John Dorsey who would sit up there and chew the entire time.
The buddy boy, yeah.
And that was a lot of fun.
That was
the short time when we had John and I got to sit there and get my mouth full of food and act like I was calling draft picks.
I brought in chicken salad the one day just to put it in Ken's mouth.
Hey, buddy boy. I'm only hungry now and right now.
But I wonder, do you think there's going to be a new generation of GM that is going to be outspoken, brash, the way that some of the coaches are? I mean, does that work in Detroit? Do you think that'll continue to work in Detroit?
No, because you don't want to give away too much, apparently.
I know, but, you know, are they really giving away anything? Because anything you say, like, who was the player yesterday?
J.J. McCarthy said he liked the Giants. He's like, they asked him who he feels good about, and he's like, I had a great meeting with the Giants. I think I could go there. And people are like, whoa, what are you doing? And I go, might be perfect. Might not want to go to the Giants. Mm-hmm. Might not want to go there, and that's it. Which, by the way, if you want the Giants – or if the Giants want the quarterback, they're just going to take the quarterback and that's it. You're not going to not pick a guy because he said that. They ain't going to do that.
Well, then it was Dave Canales, too. He's promised like 50 guys he's going to take them with the second pick, with their second pick overall. And, you know, you're scratching your head listening to his thought process. But you're just wondering, like, we've had an entire era now of you don't say anything. Almost guys mimicking Bill Belichick. Isn't that what it is? Like, a bunch of guys have seen the success of Bill Belichick, and they said, well, we're not going to say anything. Now, it's almost like you are on the next generation of guys who are like, you know what, Sean McVay, bleep those picks, or I'm going to be very vocal, mm-hmm. I'm going to have personality, and that's how I got to this point, and so this is the way I'm going to do my business. Am I really going to reveal anything anyway? I don't know. But I've always wondered, does it change? Does it? Because in the NBA, some of the GMs, like Daryl Morey, he is outspoken. He says what's on his mind all the time.
By the way, I'm getting the T. Swain. Twitter reactions brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. He watches the movie every day.
I think.
Or every year.
I don't think Mitch
is alone.
How
many people do it?
I saw some other people.
How many people
to it too?
Do it? I mean, if you like a movie that's so splendidly bad, like I've told you the brilliance of Roadhouse many times over and how it should be the worst movie ever made and it's the greatest movie ever made because it should have been the worst movie ever made. Maybe that's how people feel about draft. You cannot, guys, I love the history of Cleveland sports, and I love the history of the Browns as much as anybody out there. And even I'm like, yeah, I don't need to watch this for nostalgia. Like, I'm not nostalgic about it. Lord almighty. Either way, today's the draft and game 3 of the Eastern Conference playoff. A lot of fun today, Tone. A lot of fun to be had.
The afternoon show already put out a poll during the morning show. Is watching the movie Draft Day the night before the NFL draft every year a lame tradition? Who put that up?
Seems like the marble mouth of Crawford County has you in his crosshairs over there, Mitch.
Right now, already 720 votes. Yes is in the lead.
Lima is madder than he should be about the Guardians' loss last night. Why? We'll tell you why and about last night next on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.